We haven't won anything as a team, like, ever, so first bit of silverware for us, and most of us for the first one in our careers as well. I think it'll be really good.
When you don't win things, though, I guess that's not as important for you guys. And I think of all of you have been making little cameos in the first team, so as actually getting that first team environment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously it is nice to win things, but obviously if we don't, then it's just another learning curve. But hopefully we do win stuff. But yeah, as you said, most of the team done well this season. Quite a few of them has made their debuts and got in the first team.
There's no doubt that Ipswich reflected their first team with the style they played in when you played them in the cup earlier on.
Yeah.
I think Blackburn were probably fairly direct, aren't they,
yeah,
in the first leg. Is that difficult?
Yeah, it is, where they get the ball from the back and the keeper just boots it long, and then obviously the centre-backs and that do as well. But they played a little bit, but not as much, but we knew they were going to be direct, so we knew what to expect.
And of course, because of your reputation as a club, at developing players, you know, these clubs probably look at you lot and think, load of smart pants.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel that they're always trying to put one over on you because of the reputation you have?
Probably, yeah. I mean, obviously they were quite aggressive, but I think we matched them for the physical side in the first 20 minutes of the game. And I think we controlled it for the rest of the game, but we just couldn't get that goal to give us a little lead for the second leg.
Okay, so you come to St Mary's, second leg at home. How are you feeling?
I think we're all quietly confident, but obviously we're not going to get complacent. But I think at home, hopefully we'll get a nice little crowd. I think the atmosphere will be good, and hopefully we'll win it on our own turf.
How's your season been for you compared to what you wanted, what you targeted back in the summer?
Yeah, in the summer I wasn't in like the 21s team like last season, so the aim was to get into the starting in the 21s team. Like every game, and obviously I've done that, and I've had obviously made my debut for the first team. And that was a dream come true.
Yeah. You've had quite a year then, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been more than I expected.
What do you think has happened this year that has pushed you from where you thought you'd be to where you are?
I'm not sure. I think in the off season I've done a lot more fitness work and that, whereas to the off season I did a bit, but nowhere near as much as I did this season. I think that helped me a lot towards the start of the season, where I started off well, and obviously that's kept me in the team, and obviously I just kept doing pretty well.
Do you think actually the success of the first team has also taken a bit of pressure off that environment, and therefore they're happier to take risks with younger players?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's always good when we train with the first team as well, because you learn a lot from the strikers and that, for me personally, but obviously other players as well, and it's just you feel calm when you're with them and that. I think that's helped us when we've played for the 21s as well.
When you played against Palace in the FA Cup, it was quite a game.
Yeah. But
Palace were excellent on the day. I mean, they flew at Southampton, and I think everyone was quite surprised at how they attacked in the game. Could you get past the defeat and just be glad that you played, or was it actually why couldn't I start my career with a winning game?
I know, it was a bit annoying that we lost, because obviously I wanted to be happy because I've just made my debut, but straight after the game I wasn't thinking about just made my debut, I was thinking we just lost, because obviously I wanted to come on, make an impact and try and score, set up a goal. Obviously that didn't happen, but yeah.
What's the next step? What's fit for you? What is now the next target? Because we are approaching the end of the season. You've got a few games left in the league, I know. But beyond that, this summer's going to be enormous for you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously I'll go away and work hard again in the off-season, and hopefully next pre-season maybe get a chance to go with the first team or train with the first team and stuff like that. So just try to push more into the first team, break my way through somehow.
Because, how old are you now? 18, 19?
19, yeah.
So you could have a couple more years in the 21s, legitimately, but I imagine you're a bit more ambitious than that.
Yeah, obviously I want to push into the first team, hopefully next season, but yeah, I've just got to keep working hard. Hopefully I'll get that break.